Hello?
Got the tips, Mario.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Maryam Connor with Opinion Research, and this is a really quick survey, and we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, sir, are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Registered Democrat.
Thank you. How likely are you to vote in this November's election for president and governor of North Carolina? It's very likely to
very
vote
like,
somewhat
very,
likely.
Very likely. Oh. Very likely.
Thank you, sir. How would you rate the local economy in your area? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
It's hard to say. I think the economy is going well, but incomes and wages are not keeping up with cost of living. I think some people are getting very rich, and some people, and many people are struggling.
So would you say not so good?
Not so good.
Understand. When it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? Number one, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people. And his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. Number two, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug price for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. Which these statements do you agree with more?
The second one.
Thank you, sir. Next, please help me by marking your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Let's start with Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you, sir. The next one, Joe Biden.
Very favorable, somewhat favorable. I guess I should say somewhat favorable.
Okay. The next one, Roy Cooper.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Next one, Don Davis.
Don Davis, favorable. Somewhat, I don't really know his work that well, somewhat favorable.
Understand. Next one, Lori Buchholz.
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And last one, Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you, sir. If this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you, sir. In this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you have to choose today?
Josh Stein.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for you is Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you have to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Buchholz, Republican, or Tom Bailey, Libertarian?
Don Davis, the Democrat.
Thank you, sir. Do you belong to a credit union or not?
Yes, State Employees Credit Union.
Thank you, sir. Of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial institution? A bank, credit union, a stock brokerage firm, check cashing outlet, other institution?
Credit union.
Thank you, sir. Here are some statements about the record of your current congressman, Don Davis. Rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Starting with knowing that broadband internet is crucial in today's world for economic development and keeping our families connected, Congressman Don Davis secured $1 billion for North Carolina to expand high-speed broadband internet, helping our local Eastern North Carolina small businesses have the internet needed to prosper and grow. It is for you favorable, positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive. Very positive.
Okay. Through support of North Carolina's credit unions, Don Davis is helping hardworking families in North Carolina, including police, firefighters, teachers, and healthcare workers, have access to banking services at no cost and get loans needed to buy a vehicle to get to work, pay for their children's education, or emergency hospital bills. That is for you positive, neutral, or negative?
Positive.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Somewhat positive, because I'm a community college instructor, and raises don't usually come to the community college instructors. They come to K-12 teachers and university teachers, but they don't come to community college teachers, because we're classified as state employees. We don't get raises for teachers. So I wish they could work on that.
Understand, sir. Thank you so much for that opinion. The next statement says, Congressman Davis is working to protect your credit card purchases from fraud. Make sure your privacy is protected and preserve credit card reward programs against an effort by the big boss chain retailers and their corporates to change the system and threaten those programs. For you, is positive, neutral, or negative?
Positive.
Don Davis fights for our armed services and military families. He's working to bring new F-15 aircraft to Samuel Johnson Air Force Base, and he voted for pay increases for all service members, including a 15% pay increase for junior enlisted service members. For you, that is positive, neutral, or negative?
Positive.
Thank you, sir. Don Davis supports allowing local North Carolina credit unions.
Continue. What'd you say? Hello? 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 Hello, hello, hello.